This is the Publix Radio, 89.3 FM. I'm Chuck Hinman, and with me in the studio this morning is James Baumgartner for this week's Artscape.
Good morning, Chuck. Do you recognize the song you're hearing right now?
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself...
Oh, yeah, that's Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime.
Yeah, it's on their 1980 album, Remain in Light. Well, how about this one?
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by. Letting the days go by.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, that's Angelique Kidjo with her cover of Once in a Lifetime. Kidjo is one of the greatest singers from Africa. She was born in Benin and studied music in Paris, and she just won the Grammy for Best World Music Album for her 2019 record Celia, a tribute to Celia Cruz. In 2018, she released her reinterpretation of Talking Heads' Remain in Light, the whole album, and she's performing it this Saturday at the Vets in Providence.
Wow, Remain in Light was certainly a pivotal album for Talking Heads, heavily influenced by the Afro-pop sounds of artists like Fela Kuti. So now Angelique Kidjo does her take and sends it back.
Yeah, you can definitely think of it that way. You can hear that in tracks. You can hear that Afro-pop sound in tracks like The Great Curve. Here's the original.
Sometimes the world has a load of questions. Seems like the world knows nothing at all. The world is near, but it's out of reach. Some people touch it, but they can't hold on.
And here's a little bit of Angelique Kidjo's version.
It's the same song, just performed with a little more, swing. And of course, Kidjo's great voice.
Yeah, David Byrne from Talking Heads is great at expressing cynicism and alienation, but maybe not so great at swinging and joy. Angelique Kidjo's Remain in Light really highlights that Afro-pop sensibility, and it's enjoyable whether you know the original album or not.
Angelique Kidjo is performing Saturday night at the Vets in Providence.
I hear there's another concert on Sunday night that you're looking forward to.
Also at the Vets, and also from that same era, late 70s and early 80s, the British group Squeeze, best known in the States for this song.
Tempted by the fruit of another. Tempted, but the truth is discovered. What's been going on? Now that you have gone, there's no other.
Oh yeah, I know that one.
But to my mind, Squeeze is woefully overlooked on this side of the Atlantic anyway for so many other great pop tunes. The songwriting team of Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook has been critically compared to Lennon and McCartney, which might be a stretch, but still, they craft these perfect little slice of English life songs like this one, Up the Junction. The expression Up the Junction is the UK version of our Up the Creek, and the song is a 3-minute chronicle of a relationship from happy beginning through the birth of a daughter to a bleak end, with the title phrase not making its appearance until the last line.
I feel there's something missing. I beg for some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
I caught up recently by Skype with Chris Difford, and we got to talking about songwriting. He says he's always been perplexed by the Lennon-McCartney comparison.
Well, I just don't understand it, really. It's lovely to be put in the same category as the greatest songwriters of all, but I think we're just the new Dissident Tilbrook, really.
Now, your process, it seems a bit more like Bernie Taupin, Elton John, rather than Lennon and McCartney.
It is exactly like that, yeah, apart from Bernie doesn't go on the road, he just buys horses, but yeah, we're similar in that respect, or at least that's how it's been. Historically, it's been myself delivering lyrics and Glenn writing and producing.
So how does that work typically? Do you come up with the lyrics first and then Glenn?
Yeah, that's always the way that it seems to work. And it seems to be comfortable like that. I mean, we've never questioned it.
It seems to me that it's kind of an organic result that you get. You can't really tell what came first in the song. When you're writing the lyrics, do you hear them as a song or how does that work?
Yeah, quite often there's a melody or there's a rhythm going on in my head when I'm thinking of the lyric, but I never transmit that or share that with Glenn because he comes up with his own melodies and his own rhythms. That's what makes our songs, I suppose, stand out and makes them slightly different from others, I guess.
Are they wildly different melodies than what you originally imagined?
No, I've normally forgotten by that time, so they just pass.
I was speaking there with Chris Difford. He and the band Squeeze are at the Vets in Providence Sunday night. So, James, what else is going on this weekend?
On Friday night, Yusuf Salam is speaking at Rhode Island College. He's one of the Central Park Five, a group of Black and Latino teenagers who were wrongly convicted of a brutal rape in New York's Central Park in 1989. Salam was just 15 years old when he was wrongly sent to jail for over a decade. His talk on Friday night is called This Is Us, Yusuf Speaks.
There's a Community Music Works concert tonight at the RISD Museum. It's part of the Sonata series, and it will feature works by Ravel and Prokofiev.
And finally, kind of an odd event that caught my eye. Simmons Farm in Middletown, Rhode Island, is offering goat hikes this weekend. These are guided hikes around the farm where each hiker gets to have their own goat on a leash to accompany them during the hike.
You know, I Googled this, James, and actually goat hikes is a trending search term. I guess it's the new walking the dog. Anyway, you can see links to all of the events that we've talked about at our website, thepublicsradio.org/arts.
And let us know about your event at that same address. And subscribe to Artscape as a podcast, thepublicsradio.org/ARTS.
My beautiful house, and you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful world.